showtime.
It's time for that radio show everyone loves.
Do not attempt to change the station. Just listen, and we'll keep broadcasting.
It's time to begin the show.
103.9 LI News Radio presents Your Island, the very best in talk radio, with your host, Tom Shalero.
And once again, welcome back to our Thursday edition. Now, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the Suffolk County Patrolmen's Benevolent Association. The PBA serves to support law enforcement, participate in special events and programs all designed to help protect our community. They care about you and keeping us all safe, from the anti-drinking and driving campaigns to protecting our children with education on the Megan's Law. PBA promotes a great relationship between the police and the people it's sworn to serve. Suffolk County is one of the safest counties in the country, and the PBA takes pride in its strong belief in our security. They have honored our fallen heroes and contribute greatly to our suburban way of life. You're invited to visit their website at www.suffolkcountypba.org. Noel DiGirolamo, president. Great show coming up, folks. As you know, on Thursdays, the 1 to 2 hour dedicated to the Suffolk County Police Department. The folks from the Police Academy are actually going to be in here talking about the Citizens Academy and some of the great things that they're doing. But before that, every other week, I'm going to call him Long Island's Assemblyman, Dean Murray, 3rd Assembly District in here. He takes time out from his busy schedule, and he is quite busy. And to come and talk about some of the local issues. Dean, welcome to the show.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks, Tom.
Dean, thoughts on what we're watching now, Hurricane Harvey, and now we're looking at Irma.
Oh,
you know, how does that make you feel? You know, I'm watching some of this stuff. It's amazing.
Oh, it's just frightening. Seeing some of the pictures and some of the devastation there. But also, it's uplifting to a degree to see how everyone's coming together. The one thing I did think about this morning, and I haven't been able to find it, and maybe some of our listeners have heard or something, but I want to know how many other countries have come to our aid.
That's interesting.
I want to know how many other countries have given us aid or sent help or something like this, as we do, as the United States always does when there's natural disasters around the world. I'd love to know how many countries have come to our aid.
You know, that's interesting. 631-451-1039 is our number. Phones are open. Assemblyman Murray, no problem taking phone calls. 631-451-1039. That's a great question. And now they're trying to get billions of dollars together for the Harvey victims. And we're strapped. I hate to think that the United States of America is strapped, but they're saying.
No, absolutely. But then, I mean, now we have Irma and two other storms on the way.
That's right.
So there's three of them could be impacting Florida and up and down the southern coast there. You know, this is one of the worst disasters, if you put it all together, that we've experienced in my lifetime that I can think of as far as a natural disaster, having Harvey and then Irma and the other storms hitting all within
a couple of
weeks.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see the one again positive about it is you see the caring and the giving nature of the United States and our citizens here, where everyone pulls together, comes together, tries to help in any way possible. Seeing that boat brigade that came from Louisiana over to Texas with their small boats.
Or the
boats.
Human chain.
Yes.
And there were African Americans.
Absolutely.
There were Hispanic. Every cross section of America locked arms to save people.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, that is the true American spirit. That is the United States.
It's not Charlottesville with swastikas.
Exactly. It's not what it's come in our political arena, so it's good to see, you know, the good in human nature coming out together.
Good,
and as you said, all angles. Nobody asked what was your party affiliation before they reach out to help someone.
Exactly. And, you know, it does show you that some good can come out of the ashes of a tragedy. And we had a call yesterday also from Florida, and the people there are having trouble getting gasoline, bread, milk, you know, so... we're going to watch that, too. Joe Chaffee is our resident weatherman here on Your Island, and he's going to give us an update tomorrow, so we'll see.
Well, something else we want to keep our eye on, too, and it's disheartening, is seeing stories of airlines jacking their prices to the point of ridiculous.
I heard that,
We really need to keep on that and make sure that's not. And if it is happening, we need to take action.
631-451-1039. We've got Nelson from Miller Place. Nelson, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Assemblyman? How's everything else?
Good.
Your answer to the question before is I don't believe we've ever had anyone come over and help us out with a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I remember during 9/11 they sent us money to other countries. They put money in the,
lost citizens too. Just about every country lost out of the 3,000 that were.
And I remember Giuliani turning money back from countries that were
Harboring terrorists.
Off the far right. We don't need anybody's help because we are Americans. We're self-reliant, and it goes back to the pioneering spirit of helping your neighbor out. And it's unfortunately that spirit only comes out during disasters. It would be nice if we had that spirit all the time. And, you know, what you were saying before about Charlottesville, you know, it goes back to the thing, one bad apple doesn't spoil the whole bunch.
Yeah, good point.
It's just that they just politicize that and they just, you know, put that out in the media because it sells.
No, you're absolutely right, Nelson. I think you are right. You know, it reminds me, and we have the 16th anniversary of 9/11 coming up on Monday.
On Monday.
And over and over again, when we've talked about 9/11, I always urge people to, while yes, we do want to remember 9/11, we also really need to remember September 12th. The day after, the day after was where you couldn't see, you couldn't look either way anywhere without seeing an American flag. Yeah, yeah. You didn't ask what was your nationality, what's your race, what's your sexual preference. Mm. No, those questions weren't asked. The only question that was asked was, what could I do to help?
Exactly.
This is when we came together.
When that hand goes out, there's no questions, there's no attachments, there's just that offering that hand. And, you know, you grab it, you latch on, and you pull yourself up. And there's no question of your sexuality, you're black, you're white, you're Puerto Rican, whatever you are. It's just a hand going out to help you. And I remember 9/11, too, when they had that candlelight vigil. I remember people on the expressway pulling over to, you know, to light their lighters and light their candles when they had that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The remembrance. And that's what the American spirit's all about. You know, sometimes we lose our way, but we, you know, when it comes time, so we're, you know, we find ourselves and we line up and there's nothing stronger. You know, chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Nelson, I would say to you is that this Monday, listen to the show because we're doing a Remembering 9/11. It's going to be a special show. And I would like your participation. Call in and give us your thoughts.
I'll try to get that. I got something I got to do Monday. Okay. But did you see that on... on Channel 47, I forget the channel. I think it's the History Channel, that 9/11 documentary.
Yes, I did see it. Yeah, in fact, brother was featured in there. My brother was the head of the New York FBI during those years, and he was actually on the program. So I did watch every bit of it, yes.
Oh, was it? That was a good program. That's
He was on there.
Yeah, they really broke that down.
Appreciate your call. We're going to go to all the
calls. God bless the people in Florida, and God bless the people in Texas, and, you know, here we go again.
Okay, you're right. Thanks, Nelson. Appreciate it. 631-451-1039 is our number. Yeah, I mean, people, certainly when it came to Harvey and we're looking at Irma and so on, you know, people are really concerned about that, too. I mean, where's the money going to come from?
I mean, I mean, it's going to be the most expensive natural disaster in the history in the United States. So it's and again, that was Harvey before Irma. Mm-hmm. So now adding this on, it's going to be... unfortunately, it could be devastating. Yeah. But again, I'm glad that Governor Scott is taking action ahead of time, about 5 days in advance, saying, get out. You know, we're not going to take any chances. And this is the one thing to remember. And I urge everyone here, too, when we have problems here, and like when we had Superstorm Sandy, when you are urged to leave, it's not only about you. It is also about those who must come in to rescue you if you do not leave. You are putting their lives in danger, too. So, you know, when you're asked to leave, when you're told it's that important, you need to go, and it's a mandatory evacuation, please listen for your safety and also for the safety of the first responders and emergency workers.
Exactly. You know, when I remember going around in the Tri-Hamlet area during Superstorm Sandy, knocking on doors, telling people, this is an evacuation. If you don't get out, we're not guaranteed to come and help you.
Right.
That's
right.
What an evacuation means.
Exactly.
Emergency services can't get them. People need to know that. Now, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the great Motorcycle Rights and Safety Advocacy Group, Long Island Abate. American Bikers for Awareness, Training, and Education promote safety on our roads for the 2- and 3-wheeled rider to ensure automobile drivers look and see and know that motorcycles are everywhere. They promote training, common sense laws, attend court proceedings to ensure justice for those involved in motorcycle accidents where a driver is drunk, distracted, or recklessly careless. Call Abate President Jim Barr at 1-888-LI-ABATE or visit the website longislandabate.org. You know, as we go on with this, we're thinking, well, what was the big news story of the week? And we spent the last couple of days talking about, you know, immigration is an issue. People that are here that are not documented, undocumented, and so on. In March of 2012, Barack Obama said, well, if you're the children of illegals, you can now apply for work papers, education papers, and so on. Donald Trump this week rescinded it through his attorney general. And, you know, It caused a stir. What's your thoughts on that? I mean, you know, well, you get a lot of questions about this as an elected official. You know, so people are interested.
It's tough. It's a very, very tough issue in that you look on one side, you have the rule of law, and we are a nation of laws. And without that nation of laws, what do you have? You have chaos. Mm. On the other hand, is the morality and the compassion issue. You know, we just talked about, you know, when we're down in Harvey, nobody's asking, are you legal or illegal? No. They're grabbing a hand, they're pulling them out of the water, and they're helping them. We have to take into account both. However, I also urge you to look, and this is where lawmakers have to look, is one step past that. What I mean by that is, when you have something like DACA, it's basically saying, this is the message you are sending to the rest of the world. You are not supposed to come here illegally. Don't do it. But if you do, and you make it here, we're going to offer this and this and this and this and this for your kids. Mm-hmm. So where's the incentive not to do it? That would be like this. Now, Tom, remember, I'd say seven, eight months ago or something. I remember in the springtime, I get the emails from the police department, the updates from the public information office. And it seemed like every other day we were getting an email about another bank robbery. Yes. There were just so many bank robberies going on.
That's right.
So imagine this. I want to paint this scenario and tell me how this works. Imagine the county executive sitting down and saying, you know, we've had so many bank robberies, I'm afraid somebody's going to get hurt. So let's change our law. What we're going to say is this. If you rob a bank and you make it out of the bank with the money and nobody gets hurt, even if you get caught, your family gets to keep the money. Because after all, the reason you're robbing the bank is you want to better your family. You know, you're looking out for your family. So you'll get to keep the money. Now, do you think that's going to decrease the number of bank robberies or increase?
No, of course
because
not,
you're offering an incentive. So the point being, don't offer the incentives and then wonder why we can't get the flow of illegal immigrants coming in under control. Yeah. You're offering incentives to come. So stop. Here's my solution.
It's interesting because we got dozens of phone calls in the last 2 days on this show. And that's a new perspective. I didn't hear that from any of our callers, which I kind of find it interesting. And it's definitely food for thought.
Absolutely. You can't offer the incentives and then wonder why it doesn't stop. So, you know, again, when we were offering the DREAM Act, okay, again, you're not supposed to come here illegally, but if you do and you make it, we're going to give your kids the same in-state tuition breaks that a legal taxpaying resident gets. Again, you're rewarding the illegal behavior. You can't do that. With that said, it is not the kids' fault either if they were brought
by their parents. Yes.
So let's remember
through no fault of their own.
Right. But let's remember who we should be angry with. Should it be the government? Should it be the president? Should it be them? Or should it be the parent who knowingly and willingly brought their child here, breaking the law? They put their children in this situation, albeit maybe for the hope of a better life, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. So do it the right way. Here's what I would like to see. I like what the president did, saying we're putting it on Congress now. You've got 6 months. Get busy and let's make it law. Because remember, what President Obama did was not law. It was an executive order, and many believe it was unconstitutional. So what the President Trump is doing right now is not ending or changing a law. He simply didn't keep it going with the executive order. So he's giving Congress 6 months to act. What I'd like to see is this. If you're in the DACA program right now, I would extend it for 2 years.
Okay.
I would offer you a 2-year extension with...
Which is, I think, what their visas were. I think they were
two-year
renewals. Two-year,
exactly.
Yes. Okay.
So I would say, everybody right now, clock starts now, you have 2 years, and we will try to accelerate your efforts to make yourself legal, whether it's a permanent green card or however we'll do this. We're going to accelerate it as long as you've stayed out of trouble and you pass all the background checks and you're doing everything right. We'll accelerate that. But no one gets in as of now. Moving forward, there is no DACA.
Okay.
So those in it right now will work with you and try to make it legal. Meanwhile, Congress needs to make it legal. They need to make it law, not an executive order.
Well, it's always been their responsibility. It's not the president's responsibility.
But we got to remember this, too. It's not like there are no immigration laws on the books.
Correct.
There are laws on the books that have not been enforced. And DACA, quite frankly, let's be literal about this. DACA was an executive order to ignore the law. Hmm. That's exactly what it was.
Okay.
I mean, that's just black and white. If you're taking away the morality, the compassion, if you're talking about black and white, the law, that's what it was. It was saying we're going to ignore it because if you're here illegally, and you're caught here illegally, you are supposed to be deported. That's the law.
That's the law, yes.
Period. So we understood why it was done. And I think that we should work to let these kids become legal in one way or another, but become citizens or be here legally with a permanent green card or however they want to do it. We need to work with them and help them.
And make that become part of our immigration law package.
Exactly.
So okay,
but let's also stop doing this. Stop with the demagoguery. Stop with the exaggerations on both sides. Yeah. So you got one
There were 30 people arrested in New York City over this rescission just 2 days ago with protests.
Right.
And I think
they're
a little misguided.
Well, you've got the one side that's claiming that, oh, these are gang members and this, that, the other. No, they're not. No, they're not. These are the ones that probably have had more of a background check than anyone else. So let's stop with that argument. Let's also stop with the other argument on the other side. You're talking about 800,000 children who know no other country. That's simply not true. Many of them came as teenagers. If you're 15 years old and you came here when you were eight, more than half of your life was spent in another country. So don't tell me this is the only country you know. Right. It's just not true.
But you do agree nobody's getting deported.
No, I don't believe they're being deported from this right now, and they're not going to. Nothing's happening for 6 months.
Right, and I think that's something to underscore, and I think the knee-jerk reaction that happened in New York City.
Again,
who do I feel bad for? The cops. They're the ones that have to now arrest.
Right. Yeah.
They got to get hit with bottles or whatever that's being thrown at them. You know, and that's occurring right in New York City. How do you think now, if let's say, miracle strikes, and the Senate says 30 days we're going to deal with DACA. They did say that, 30 days. I've never seen them do anything in 30
days. That's right.
But let's say they do. What would happen now to those people like LaBlasio and all of them that talk about how they're proud of their sanctuary city status if for now the Congress passes a pretty good immigration package, let's say? What's going to happen to sanctuary cities?
I wouldn't see the need. I personally don't see the need for sanctuary cities right now. But in their eyes, I can't speak for de Blasio. He's so far off the tracks, in my opinion. I don't even know how his mind works. I've been adamantly opposed to sanctuary cities because I go back to, there is no way I am going to support any bill or law or proposal that forbids law enforcement to work with each other. That is crazy, in my opinion.
Right. And there's the big controversy now. We were talking about this last week. The Nassau County cop that pulled over the individual found out that he had suspended no license, no registration, no insurance, nothing like that. So he brought him in, and lo and behold, put up on the computer screen that he was wanted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement on a deportation order.
Right.
So the cop did his job. Nassau County PD did their job, and they're taking hell for it.
And they shouldn't. He was doing his job. Yeah. And by the way, I did hear your show when you had a listener on, and she was talking about that issue, and she said, because I believe he was using a phony Social Security.
Well, he was, he was paying it to somebody else's Social Security account.
But here's the thing. She said, well, no harm was done. That's absolutely not true. Yeah, right. When you are stealing someone's identity, which is what you're doing when you do this, then yes, there is harm done in that case.
See, the point the immigration group, so to speak, are saying is that he's worked here for 11 years, he was a baker, and he did nothing wrong. But the point is he was living under a false identity.
Well, let me see. He was driving with no license. Yeah. He was using someone else's or a false Social Security
And an
security
alien
number.
Identification card that belonged to somebody from New Jersey.
Exactly. So, yes, he did something wrong. And let's not forget, he did something wrong when he came here illegally.
Yeah.
We can't keep forgetting that first all-important step.
Right. Yeah.
There is a legal way and an illegal way. When you do it illegally,
I'm
you're
hoping
the
now,
law.
As a result of what Jeff Sessions had said, rescinding DACA, that now Congress, and they did a promise, they did this press conference, that they're going to deal with this in the next 30 days. I have a lot of hope on that, although I'm probably really naive considering how Congress works. And I'm just hoping that something happens out of it. So
we hope they do, and we hope that, again, compassion does have to play a role in this, because you're right. These are kids, and kids with a bright future that can contribute. But let's do it legally. We've got to do it the right way. And let's not drag this thing on. The important thing is when you take action right now, the action you take, and I say this all the time in Albany, ladies and gentlemen, we're making laws. We're not throwing out ideas. We are making law, and the law needs to be followed. So when they do this, Let's remember that this is the guideline. This is what we use, a legal guideline for how we proceed. Like so be that. Very careful when we do it.
Okay, before we take our break, Easton Portable X-Ray Corporation. Let me tell you, folks, this is the way to go. Could you imagine your doctor orders an X-ray, an EKG, an ultrasound? You don't even have to leave your house. Their motto is, we travel, not the patient. Easton Portable X-Ray Corporation, 800-684-5800. All insurances are covered, and under a new Trump administration edict, veterans are now covered. So all of this is important. You have a trauma injury. You don't want to drive. You don't want to get ambulance service. No waiting, no appointments, no travel. They come to you. Eastern Portable X-Ray Corporation, 800-684-5800. Their website is epxray.com. We're going to take a short break. I am with Assemblyman Dean Murray from the 3rd Assembly District in the studio talking about all the great things and legislation that's going on. We're going to take a short break. I'll be right back.